Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord at this time. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray unto God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give thanks unto your holy name and we bless your name, Lord. We come before you, O God, humbling ourselves, asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask, God, that you will search our hearts. Whatever is not right, whatever is not pleasing to you, Lord, please forgive us, O God, and make us right. Oh, Lord, we ask you to fix us the way you want us to be. Lord, we ask you to bless this radio broadcast on this afternoon, that your word will have free course, that you will speak to every one of us and minister to our needs. Lord, we're depending on you, and we're looking unto you. We invite you into our heart, into our homes, Lord. We ask that you would take full control and that your holy will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now that you will bless in abundance, that you will send your anointing, that you will destroy the yokes of bondage. Lord, God, bless us with the blessing that we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. We pray, God, for the moving of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, we pray for the healing of the sick. We pray, God, for the saving of the lost. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. Lord, we believe you and we're taking you at your word. We know, oh, God, that everything you promise, you will do. We ask you, Lord, to help us to believe you. Lord, where our faith is weak, oh, God, strengthen our faith. Build us up, Lord Jesus, and help us to trust in you with our whole heart. We believe right now, and we are taking you at your word. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for prayer. Giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. On this afternoon, you are joining the radio broadcast of Pastor Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, and that's located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Our pastor and president, Northern District Overseer, is Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. Our vice president and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. Pastor Marshall is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for this radio broadcast one more time, for allowing us to even be here and to have this ministry. Praise the Lord. We also thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in, and we want to extend a very warm welcome to you. We welcome you to praise the Lord with us, to pray along with us, amen, to sing and give glory and honor to the Lord. On this afternoon, joining our broadcast is my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. She's out of the headquarters church in Camden, New Jersey, and one of our beloved deacons, amen, Deacon Nelson Tyler, who will be reading the opening scripture and giving his testimony. And also I have my daughter once again, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise be to God. We just thank God for his mercy and his grace. So at this time, we're going to ask Deacon Tyler if he would read our opening scripture and give his testimony.
Yes, thank God. I thank God for allowing me to participate in this radio ministry. God is so good. For the opening scripture, I will be reading from the Holy Bible, the King James Version. And the word is, starting with verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I truly thank the Lord for the reading of his holy words. May he ever add a blessing to it. And I have a testimony I would really like to tell, how a miracle that the Lord worked in my life. 2 years ago, while I was working for the state of New Jersey, they found out I had high levels somewhere in my body, and levels kept going up. They weren't really that good, so I retired. And all my medical went through the Veterans Administration, so they took it over, and they were looking for it. Well, to make a long story short, they found the cancer. I had cancer growing in my body for years. And so they gave me the options, what I had. They said I could have get chemotherapy or radiation therapy or get a procedure done. My levels had went from a 2 to 11, and then to a 21. They were really up high, and they had to do something. As a matter of fact, they had already set me up for radiation therapy, but I took it to the Lord, and I prayed over it. And the Lord let me know, and I saw a subtle voice in my mind that to get the procedure done, which I did. And before that, I'm going to kind of make this fast because the word has to come, but before they put me under, well, I got prayer in the church from our pastor, Pastor Richard Jackson, and the church, and they all prayed for me. And when I went, before I went under this anesthesia, I prayed again also. I wasn't really concerned because I knew my life was in God's hand.
Thank you.
I was on the operation table for 7 hours, 7 hours. Yes, and I came out, and they sent me home to just rest up a bit. I went back a month later, and they went in, they asked me all these questions, how am I feeling, this and that. And they said, well, before you leave, we just want you to get a blood test so we can see where your levels are now, because they had me already scheduled still for radiation therapy. So I did the blood test, and I came home, and I was sitting here with my wife, who is Mother Tyler, and the phone rang, and the oncologist called up. He said, Mr. Tyler, I said, yes. He said, I got your results back from your blood test. Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
The levels were now zero.
Oh, hi.
From 21 down to 1, to
oh,
zero.
Thank you.
Zero. I was completely healed of that malady, and I thank God,
I
listened to him, and he directed me how to go. You know, when God speaks to you in your mind, and he tells you what to do, that's what you do, because God don't make any mistakes. I had to go back for my third checkup last week, about a week and a half ago, and my levels are still zero. When God does a job, he don't do it halfway. He does it completely. And I can honestly say I am cancer-free, and I thank God for it. I'm grateful because I know God's real, and I know he's a healer, and you let him direct your paths. You cannot make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful, and I'm thanking God for all things. All right? Service back in the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hummy.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that glorious testimony, of victory,
yes.
The miracle that God
won.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. This time we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadija.
There is nothing more precious than Jesus.
No, leave that alone.
And the treasure is gone. I'm rich and empty, when my Savior I see. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get low, but I thank God. I thank God I can say I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get low, but I thank God. I thank God I can say I'm so happy with Jesus alone. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to hear from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that, for this opportunity to give the name of the Lord praise.
Yes.
Thank God for that wonderful testimony coming to Deacon Tyler. God is a miracle worker.
Yes,
if we just believe him and take him at his word, he will do just what he said he would do. And we ask him. He said, ask. Ye have not because ye ask not. But if we ask God in faith and in prayer, believing God and taking him at his word, God will deliver. And I'm a witness also that God can heal you. I had a tumor in my leg, and the doctors wanted to operate, and he said it was deep in my leg, and he wanted to operate, but I took it to Jesus, and I went to my pastor, and he prayed for me and anointed me, and I tell you, the Holy Ghost fell down on me, and I tell you, I went forth praising the Lord in a dance.
I
gave the Lord some praise in faith. And I went back to the doctor, and the doctor, I told the doctor, he said, is it bothering you? I said, no, the leg is not bothering me. And he said, well, if it's not bothering you, I'm not going to bother it. And it's been 40-something years. I've been praising the Lord in the dance, going forth in the dance, giving God's name the praise for the great miracle that he worked in my life. So if you need healing, Jesus can heal your body. He took stripes in his body so we can be healed. The word of God said, with his stripes, we are healed. If we could just hold on to that faith, that word of God, and believe him as the scripture has said, the Lord will deliver. I don't care what kind of condition you have in your body. God is able to deliver. You might say, well, I'm blind. I can't see. Well, God is able to open up the blinded eyes.
Yes.
He's able to heal the cancer. He's able to heal the diabetes. He's able to heal from the COVID.
Well,
hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord is able. So we serve an able God. And I'm trusting in him and looking to him because I know he will never fail.
Yes.
His word. His grace and his mercy, God extends it to us. So we just take him at his word. God will deliver. And I just enjoyed that beautiful coming from Deacon Tyler. I enjoyed the song coming through Evangelist Khadijah. Now, I'm not going to hold up the time, but I'm going to turn the service back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for every beautiful word, every encouragement, Everything has been said and done thus far for the scripture and the beautiful testimony, the song of praise. God is a mighty God, and yes, he truly is a healer. And without further ado, I would like to turn your attention to the Word of God. And I have some scriptures I would like to share with you. Today's title for this show is The Rapture, and our theme is We Shall Be Changed. The scriptures I would like to read are St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 15, 24 through 29, 39 through 40. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. I have a couple of other scriptures, if time allows, to try to get to. And that is 1 Thessalonians 4, 15 through 18. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 53, if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Praise God. Starting with St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 15, reading. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no one, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then answered they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus finding him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed, and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Going down to verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. Skip down to verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, ye might have life. I just want to stop here for the time being. And if you notice, I am a Bible preacher, and I love to read many scriptures. A lot of people are not very well familiar with the scriptures or many passages in the Bible. And so getting the Word of God in its fullness is very important for the saving of our souls, because the rapture is upon us. And Jesus came to prepare his people for his second coming. When he came the first time, he did this ministry that God had given him. He was healing the sick. He was raising the dead. He did everything the Father gave him power to do. And nothing was done without the Father. Hallelujah. And so after the Lord had come from Judea to Galilee, there was a certain man who was laying there who had an infirmity for 38 years. And he desired to be healed because he kept on going back to get in the water when the water would be troubled. So at a certain season, the angel would come down and trouble the water, and it didn't matter what condition or what disease the individual had, if they could be the first one to get in the water, they were made whole of that infirmity.
Amen.
But one day Jesus came by. This man had nobody to help him. Hallelujah. And others who were sick of diseases, they weren't going to let him go ahead of them. But they would get in themselves if they could be first. They were just thinking about themselves. But Jesus came by, and he asked this man if he would be made whole. Glory to God. This question caused the man to tell Jesus his situation. And then Jesus healed this man after hearing what he had to say. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. 38 years. Jesus saw that he had been there for such a long time, couldn't even get up, but was just lying there. Oh, praise the Lord. But Jesus spoke to him and told him to rise, to take up his bed and walk. And the man got up, hallelujah. Immediately, he was made whole. He got up and he took up his bed, and he began to walk. If you will take notice how Jesus, he did things to get the people's attention. And this is what he does with us. And things begin to be set in motion. He chose the Sabbath day to do these particular things because he knew that some people were going to become indignant.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He knew that they would learn about this, what the man was doing, and they were not going to be in agreement with it. And so I said that to say this: when God does something for you, when God gives you a ministry or a work to do, don't expect people to support you in what God gave you to do. Because Amen. They don't understand the ministry that God gave you. They don't
yes.
know how God is dealing with you or working with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Jesus had a purpose for performing this miracle on the Sabbath day. Thank you, Jesus. So the Jews who saw this man carrying his bed, they had something to say about that. It's unlawful for you to carry your bed on the Sabbath day. It's unlawful to do this and that on the Sabbath day. But
yes.
Jesus, he did this. Of course, they felt like he was breaking the law on the Sabbath day. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Jesus. But he did that to prove a point, to prove
Amen.
That he truly is the supreme deity and that he has power in heaven and in earth. All
yes.
power is in his hand, and he can Amen. Do whatsoever he will on any day. Glory be to God. But he was trying to get their attention because he had love for his people. He
Amen.
Wanted them to have eternal life. Oh, thank you, Lord. He taught in their synagogue. And that scripture that was in Isaiah 61, 1 through 4, he stood up in the synagogue and he read from that script. And that is, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because
yes.
the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent
yes.
me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim
Amen.
Liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort
yes.
all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And it's
Amen.
All done that the Lord might be glorified. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And so when Jesus began to let them know, those Jews who sought to kill him, because he had done this work on the Sabbath day, and also because he let them know that he was the Son of God, they were trying to kill him. But in the 24th verse, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth
yes.
on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. "Verily, verily, I say unto you," verse 25, "the hour is coming and now is." Why did he say now is? Because he was present right then and there. "When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Oh, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
"Came to give them life. For as the
yes.
Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself." Thank you, Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he has this authority to execute judgment. Glory, hallelujah. And he explained to them not to marvel at this because of the hour that is coming. He didn't say it might come, but he said, "For the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice." You might not be able to hear him right now. Oh, glory be to God. But in that day, that great and notable day,
yes, Lord,
all that are in the graves
yes.
are going to hear his voice. and shall come forth. Oh,
amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Everyone who's in the grave is going to hear the voice of the Lord and get up out of the grave. They that
mm-hmm.
have done good unto the
yes.
resurrection of life, and they mm-hmm. that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Jesus.
Some people, they feel like they're all right and that they're
yes.
just walking and doing God's will. Yes, they may be praying and preaching and doing missionary work and doing all sorts of things, going to church and helping out this and helping out that.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
But you ought to search the scriptures, like Jesus said, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Like the Jews, they were self-righteous, and they thought that they had eternal life. But as
yes.
soon as Jesus worked a miracle on the Sabbath day, they sought to kill him. Oh,
amen.
My Lord, my Lord. Many people, many people, they feel like they are all right. But
yes.
I want to encourage everyone to do a self-examination, a closer
yes.
look at yourself. Search
mm-hmm.
the scriptures. Find out where you stand with God, because
yes.
the rapture is going to happen. The second
yes.
coming of Jesus is going to happen. He will come in the clouds, and
yes.
every eye is going to see him, and
amen.
Every tongue is going to confess that
yes.
Jesus is Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you would take notice of 1 Thessalonians 4:15-18, it says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Those
Amen.
Who died in faith and are in the grave, sleeping in the grave, hallelujah, we can't prevent them in that day. The 16th
Amen.
Verse, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, oh, my Lord, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. For those of us who are alive still, we're going to see the dead in Christ get up out of the grave and go up in the air to meet the Lord there. Verse 17,
Amen.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." These words are very comforting. These words are very encouraging to know
Amen.
That if we keep the faith, if we keep
yes.
on holding on, if we keep on trusting in the Lord, that when he appears, we'll be caught up to meet him in the air in the rapture.
Yes, Lord.
1 Corinthians 15:50-53. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Glory
changed.
To my God. In a moment, in the
yes,
twinkling
Lord.
Of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised corruptible, and we shall be changed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In the rapture, the faithful who are sleeping right now, waiting
yes.
on the promise of the Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They are going to rise up incorruptible. And
Amen.
Then we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on
immortality. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In that rapture, will you be in the number? Search the scriptures. Find out where you stand with God. Know where you stand with God. Don't be afraid to do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid when others go with you. Don't be afraid. The man who was out there by himself, when he got his healing, Jesus found him later on and told him that he had been made whole. The Lord had healed him, and not only healed him, but forgave his sins.
Yes.
And Jesus said to him to go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. And so
Yes. If
you are in sin, you ought to come to Jesus, repent right now, and ask the Lord to forgive your sins. And sometimes the sicknesses and diseases that people carry in their bodies, it came on because of sin. And if your sins are forgiven, you can be made whole completely, inside and out, spiritually and naturally. Jesus, he doesn't do a half job. As you heard that testimony, Jesus, he completely makes you whole. But go and sin no more. Come and believe the Lord Jesus, because of a surety, the rapture is going to happen. That day is fast approaching. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I read many scriptures because, as stated, some people, they don't really read the Bible that much. A lot of people are not that familiar with the scriptures. And so if they can just hear the word of God, I believe that they also can be saved. Romans 10:13-17 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They need somebody to minister to them, to bring them that word. Because if they can hear about Jesus and believe, if they haven't heard about him, the question is, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And in order to get that word out, there needs to be a preacher. The 15th verse says, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report?" We need to have that faith. 17th verse says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We need to hear more of the word of God. By hearing that word, our faith is strengthened. Our faith is increased. We can hear the great testimonies of deliverance, testimonies of healing, testimonies of victory. And this is a way that our faith is increased. Amen. Praise the Lord. So whatever God has done for you, do not draw back, but tell
Amen.
It everywhere you go. Minister every chance you get. obey the voice of the Lord. Obey the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Do what the Lord has commanded. I thank God for his precious word. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I just want to invite you to turn your heart toward the Lord as we pray. And included in this prayer, we have a person that's added to our prayer list, Celeste Hall. And we're asking that you will call her name out before the Lord and pray along with her, because she's believing God for healing.
Thank the Lord.
And we want to believe right along with her. And at this time, we're going to ask our own evangelist, Maybell Edmond, if she would take us to the throne of grace.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We know that God is able to heal.
Amen.
He's able to deliver. And as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, eternal God and our Father,
we come
before you, and we thank you for your word.
Thank you
for the preacher, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to be caught up in the rapture. We pray that you touch us, oh Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Bless and strengthen, oh Lord. Look upon that soul. Look upon Sister Hall. Have mercy, oh Lord. Touch her right now, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer, Lord. You're able to fix her situation. You know all about it, Jesus. Oh, my God, have your way in her life. Let your will be done, Jesus. Touch her heart, oh, Lord. Touch her mind, Jesus. Touch her soul, Lord. Deliver her, oh, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. We're dependent on your word, Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray that you look upon the bereaved families. Have mercy upon them, Lord. You know all about them, Lord. You know what they're going through, Lord. You're able to fix their situation, Lord. You're able to lift that burden, Lord. Fix it in their lives, Lord. Help them to look to you, Lord, to trust in you and take you at your word. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want to be ready, Lord. We want to be able to be caught up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to be caught up in the first resurrection. Help us, Jesus. Help us to be ready to meet you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to hear your word the more. Help us to take thy word in, Lord. Help us to search the scriptures. In the name of Jesus, we want to be found in thy word, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. Help us today, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash, oh, Lord. Make ever withhold, Jesus. Wash away the sin. Wash away the iniquity. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Lord. In mercy, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We know you're merciful, God, Lord. Help somebody to fall on your mercy. Help them to call unto you, Lord. Have mercy today, Lord. Help them to seek your faith. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we need you today, Lord. We need your help. And without you, we can do nothing, Lord. We need you, Lord, to go with us every step of the way. We need you to guide us. We need you to lead us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be led of thy spirit. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look upon your people throughout the world, Lord. Strengthen your people. Help your people to stand. Help your people to go through. Help today, Lord. Look on the unsaved. Those designed to be saved. Those designed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray that you touch their hearts and minds. Touch them right now, Lord. Change their hearts, oh Lord. Change their minds, Jesus. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to run to you, Lord, and call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We know you can do
doing, Lord. Help them to call you. Help them to be saved, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move in this world, Lord. Save, Jesus. Save to the utmost, Lord. Have mercy on the people, Lord. Go into the hospitals, Lord. Pray that you touch and heal, Lord, those souls, oh Lord, that are fighting for their life, that are on life support. We pray that you have mercy on us. Turn right now, Lord. Deliver, Jesus. Put breath back into their bodies. Oh, my God, my God. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. We know you're a merciful God, Lord. You're able to save. You're able to deliver, Lord. Deliver, Jesus. Deliver, Lord. Pray that you go to the nursing homes, touch their souls, Lord. Those souls, Lord, that are suffering, Lord. Save, Jesus. Heal their bodies, oh Lord. Raise them up, Jesus. Give them a mind to serve you, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. We want you to go into the prisons, Lord. Look upon those souls of men. Have mercy on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those who are coming down with the COVID virus, have mercy on them, Lord. Save them, Jesus. Save them, Jesus. Save their souls, oh Lord. Oh my God, I know you're able, Jesus. Look on the assembly men. Touch their hearts, oh Lord. Make them release the prisoners. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. I know you're able, oh, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Send on help, Jesus. Send on deliverance, oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Look upon those souls who are walking around in sin without a God on their side. Have mercy on them, Lord. Save them, Jesus. Save them, Jesus. Help them to turn to you, Lord, before it's too late, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help today, Lord. Send on help, Lord. Send on strength, Lord. Help your people to stand. Help us, Jesus, to fulfill your will, to do what you told us to do, to go where you send us. Put your words in our mouth that we may speak your words, Jesus. Help us not to draw back on you, but help us, Lord, to do what you gave us to do, Lord, to run for our lives in the name of Jesus. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on those who are in authority. Pray that you have mercy, oh, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Guide them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show them which way to go, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. I know you're able, oh, Lord. Have thine own way, oh, Lord. Let thy will be done. Help us to go through. Help us to stand. Help us to go through our testing trials. Help us to make this journey, oh, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God. I thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for this prayer, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you for souls, oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Have your way, Jesus. Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I believe you, Lord. And I know you're able, Jesus. I know you're a deliverer, Jesus. Oh, my God, look upon us, Lord. Help us to take you at your word the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to give praises to thy name. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your name, Jesus. Help us to live to glorify you. Thou art worthy, Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised, Lord. Help us to praise you, Lord.
Help
in the highest, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this radio ministry. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all those who are listening, Lord, to your word, Lord. We thank you for the souls, oh Lord. We pray that you strengthen and encourage. Help us to go through, Lord. And we will continue to give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to send your word through her. Continue to send your anointing. Continue to bless her and make ways for her, Lord, that she may continue to do thy will. And we thank you, O Lord. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for that beautiful, beautiful message coming through. Event is Hameen, I tell you. That word is right. We have to search the scripture, for in them you think we have eternal life. I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air in that great day. It's coming.
Yes, it
the
is.
The time is coming. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming. Now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall hear and live. If they hear, they will live. But if they reject it, they won't be saved. So I just thank God for his word, for that beautiful message. I encourage you, Ben and Tommy, to continue to let the Lord have his way and continue to preach his word and do his will.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful prayer and remarks coming through Evangelist May. Just thank God for this radio ministry and how the Lord thing. Praise God. I just praise that there's something in it for every listener, that the Lord will continue to bless you and that the Lord will make himself known to you even the more. Amen. Praise God. And hoping and praying that your relationship with the Lord is strengthened through the ministry. Amen. We just thank God for all things. Thank God once again for the great testimony given by Deacon Nelson Tyler. Amen. I truly enjoyed that testimony, and I know of a truth that God is a healer and that he can do everything. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija for the selection that she sang. Amen. We just thank God for everything. At this time, I would like to make some announcements, asking that you will continue. We've added to our prayer list Celeste Hall, and ask that those of you who have a prayer list to add her name on, and those of you who are listening, if you could just call her name out before the Lord in prayer. And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so by calling or texting to leave a message or a prayer request, 410-209-7503. That number again is 410-209-7503. Or you may reach out to us by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That email address once again is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our radio broadcast airs every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Standard Time, and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And if you would like to correspond with us by sending a letter or whatever the Lord lays on your heart to send, a card. You may write to us at P.O. Box. You can put it Prayer Works Ministry, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. That P.O. Box again, 7148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you would like to reach out to us online and listen to the radio broadcast, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title One, O-N-E, School. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title One School, and you can listen to us online. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you were blessed on today, and we invite you to tune in with us once again on Friday, this coming Friday evening at 7 p.m. and next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. This concludes the radio broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We love you and are praying for you, and thank you for your support and for your prayers. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless.
God bless. Amen.